Hello everyone. Deliberately this time around, I didn't voice my thoughts before the full moon in Aries, that was on the 20th of October. Because the coming days after the full moon are really important as major planets also start their direct motion. Retrogrades are periods of reflection and embarrassment. This past retrograde season, it felt brutal, but trust that we all underwent necessary growing pains and learnt our lessons. The past few months provided an ample amount of time for personal development, self-reflection and visualization. Now that Jupiter, Mercury, Pluto and Saturn are direct, we can finally move forward and manifest our dreams, goals, projects and long-term commitments. Remember, Mercury changed our attitude as from the clarity we got, this sharpened our intelligence. Pluto enabled and removed unwanted clutter from our lives. This gives us space to reform and renew our beliefs. And finally, Saturn rewards us for our efforts in building a strong structure for ourselves, benefiting not only us, but the world at large. This is an opportune time to grasp and transform. It's like Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. If we keep doing what we are doing, we are going to keep getting what we are getting. These words by Stephen Covey has had a very profound impact on my psyche, and I look forward to making small little changes whenever the new moon or the full moon prompt me. The cosmos is a vast living body of which we are still parts. The sun is a great heart whose tremors run through our smallest veins. The moon is a great nerve center from which we quiver forever. The luminary, especially the moon, has a vital power rippling quizzically through us all the time. Moon cycles mean change and change means growth. We can recognize patterns because life moves in cycles. Cycles are based on change and yet at the same time they can work to create continuity. Cycles in time help create a certainty and a stable basis. Harnessed in the right way, they can help our growth and make us strong. The trick is in knowing which cycles are valuable and worth repeating and which are ineffective and worth changing. Change in itself almost always evokes a sense of fear or dread. Even the most adventurous and restless characters will find it unsettling as well as exhilarating. Our attitude towards change usually determines how effectively we can manage it. Can we muster up the courage to embrace it and use it, grow from it, become wise as a result of it? Or do we shy away from it and think that it is safer to dig in our heels and stick with what we know? At some point in our growth, we usually recognize that the known can be a trap or a rut, at which point it becomes even more limiting than the unknown. In order to make the best of ourselves, we should face up to the unknown. No matter what our attitude towards change, it is always reassuring to have a map. Even if a journey into the unknown is scary or difficult, a map gives us a sense of direction. Knowing what the full moon is indicating works like a map which can provide us and help to recognize the cycles in your own life. And once you recognize your own life cycles, you can anticipate change and opportunity and be ready to move with the momentum of time. Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself or herself, observed Tolstoy. Well, the full moons give us that opportunity to change what doesn't work or accept ourselves the way we are, in fact, love ourselves for whatever we are. Learn to do the right thing at the right time. The full moon, which happened on the 20th at 27 degree Aries, was opposite the sun and its own ruler, Mars, in the sign of Libra. And as if this was not enough cardinal energy, the full moon was also cornered by Pluto in Capricorn, forming an explosive cardinal T-square. Now, cardinal means initiators. Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, is all about me, the individual. Aries is the primordial Big Bang, the initiator, the birth, the process of exploding into existence. There is an inevitability about Aries' birthing process. We do what we have to do. However, the ruler of Aries, which is Mars, happening to be in Libra, opposing the full moon, Mars is at odds with its own sign, telling Aries, no, you cannot really get your way, at least not until you figure out what you want to do for yourself. You need to balance your inner and outer energies. We may think we have some idea about what needs to be done. Pluto, who is squaring both the moon in Aries and the Sun-Mars conjunction in Libra, which is now going to be in Scorpio, disrupts our energies and makes us realize that it is futile to say we know everything before we deal with the actuals. The Pluto, Sun and Mars urges us to put everything down in our personal diaries and jot down pointers of what we want to do, how we are going to execute it, and why is it important for us to do what we want to do. No matter how hard we try to do the right thing, Pluto comes to tell us that there's no such thing as the right thing, and that the more we try to control the process, the harder we make it for ourselves. So during the coming months, we need to process our innermost and outmost feelings before we decide to work on manifestations. The full moon in Aries took us from the highs of I'm going to do this no matter what happens, to the lows of but I cannot because of the various reasons and the reasons that we coin to justify our inactions or inability. We need to learn and go with the flow of whatever greater forces are prompting us to do. The energies of these great planets are urging us to take initiative and proper action by first considering deliberately about our plan of action. The cardinal intensity is strong, and we have no choice but to shake ourselves and work on the process of whatever our intention inspires. Listen to your Aries moon. Get connected with what your heart inspires you to do. Work on the device that the Sun and Mars bestow. Be deliberate and determined, yet work on the process. Virtually balance out the pros and cons of any circumstance or situation before you start initiating. Accept the fact that Pluto has managed to ravage down all that was disrupting your success. In fact, opened your eyes. And that acceptance will be your first step to change, renewal, and eventually happiness. Do not fear that situations are drastically different. In fact, if you face courageously, you will witness and feel like a phoenix rising from the ashes. The ruler of the full moon, Mars, is in an almost perfect square orb with Pluto. Mars and Pluto have a similar energy since Pluto is the higher octave of Mars. Mars is brave. He goes for what he wants, for what it feels right at a gut, your DNA level, even if he lacks experience, much like the fool in the tarot card. Remember, your heart always speaks the truth. Pluto shares Mars' drive and energy, but as a generational planet, he also has the experience that Mars lacks. Pluto is a Mars that has been through a lot and understands how the world works. When these two planets speak to each other like they did now at the time of the full moon, there is an overwhelming amount of energy that needs to be unleashed. If unleashed, this unbridled energy can work wonders for you, especially if you have meticulously planned out whatever it is that you desire to achieve. If you've done no planning, then of course all your impulsive actions will be a waste of energy. Yet now there is a time to get back to your inner space and draw out your future plans. What you wish to do and how you wish to execute in the coming year. What's the next best action? What can we do to honor our personal truth as the full moon in Aries wanted us to? Again, anytime we have Pluto in the mix, especially when we talk about a tense aspect like the square, getting our way with ease is simply not an option. Pluto wants us to fight, to try hard, and to eventually surrender to the greater forces at play by accepting, releasing all our fears, and living in the present without stressing about the future. You will slowly but steadily feel and see the big picture emerging through your own patience and deliberate efforts. So now is the time to give yourself the permission to transform the structure of a particular area in your life that you have been wanting to restructure. Be open to releasing your ego and liberating any narcissistic tendencies that you may be harboring. Remember, the world doesn't revolve around you, and that's a good thing. Focus on connecting with yourself and others, which will help you gain a healthier sense of self. Have great days ahead and resist the urge to act recklessly. Hence, listen to your heart. It's never too late to start understanding your true self. Your natal charts will help you know your destiny. Your true calling and your talents, potentials will surely help you realize how you can shape your destiny. Eventually, life is what you make of it. The better you understand your planets and what they imply, the easier for you to become an architect of your own fate. Stay tuned for the November 2021 General Outlook, which will be in my next podcast. Till then, stay blessed and love yourself. This is Dolly Mangat signing off.